I'm Catherine Potts-Cedes, the head of shows development for the RHS, and you're listening to exclusive sneak previews behind the scenes at the biggest flower show on earth. We're celebrating gardening at its best in the height of summer in the stunning setting of Hampton Court Palace. Today we're hearing all about the lifestyle gardens. These are four gardens new to the show this year, all designed by women, and they are designed to suit the way you live today. We've got a health and well-being garden, a garden that's an entertaining space, one that celebrates style and design, and a fantastic family garden space.
Hi, I'm Gemma Lake. I'm the RHS Hampton Court Palace show manager. We've got a new garden category this year. It's really exciting. It's called Lifestyle Gardens. We have four gardens that have been designed by four young female designers, and they've each been given a mini brief looking at a different lifestyle aspect. So, for example, family gardens, entertaining, or style and design, and the other one is health and well-being. And they've each taken that brief and created a really beautiful garden. It's a reasonable sized one. It's an 8x8, so it's a size that most people can relate to, and they've done some amazing things with it. We're really excited to see what people think about it. We've got a beautiful style and design garden that's got a rill in it. It's got some really nice Victorian brocade tiling, some nice little elements of props as well, antique props. Some gorgeous old apple trees as well. We've got another garden, the family garden, which is looking at wildlife as well. So they've got lots of bug hotels that have been made that look really beautiful along the back wall, and thinking about how you can welcome wildlife into your home, make that fun and friendly for the family as well. We've got a garden based on gin, so we've got a nice little bar themed along the distillery, so lots of copper elements, but also the plants that we associate with gin, so juniper and lots of other nice botanicals.
I'm Lily Gom, we're at the RHS Hampton Court Flower Show. I am building the family garden within the lifestyle garden category. It's exciting because it's a brand new category this year with four female designers all under the age of 30 to celebrate the centenary of suffrage for women. My garden is called the family garden. I was given that brief. It's set as the back end of a terrace garden plot, which the family are allowing to be a little bit more wild. So there's two boundaries which are perfect for wildlife. So we've got a native mix hedging for food and shelter. And then the other boundary is a big statement wall for, which I'm naming the habitat wall, which is for all different types of creatures. So wood lice, lace wings, bits for hedgehog walkways. So the boundaries work both aesthetically, but then also for wildlife. It's made up of lots of chopped logs. It's a mixture of species. So we've got loads of different types of textures within the rings and interesting cutaways and bits like that. And then there are five house-shaped inlets, which are the habitat houses, which are then filled with lots of different types of nesting material. So rotting wood, cold bricks in case amphibians want their little cold corner, and then straw and bits like that, bamboo. So when the plants are in, it'll be quite soft and relaxed planting with hints of pinks and purples and some structural seed heads as well. One of the main features is a willow pear, which is sat under a pear tree. So I've gone for all fruit trees within this garden because it's always nice in a family garden to be able to pick from a tree and then, you know, go home and make a nice crumble with it.
The RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show runs from the 3rd to the 8th of July this year. There are some tickets still available, so do look online for the latest availability. That's rhs.org.uk. And there you can hear more about these shows through our podcast and also find more information about the fantastic gardens and other features you'll see this year.